Terminala.
So glad to be on with you all this evening. Always sisters, always friends in good times and in bad times. Our scripture reference this evening is coming from Proverbs 18, verse number 24. Proverbs 18, verse number 24, reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, and it reads, "Some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one sibling's." Beloved, true friends are not fair weather friends. True friends are not backstabbers. True friends love at all times, always, just like Jesus. And true friends love each other even though none of us are perfect. True friends always seek and believe for the good in each other. I'm talking about true friends this evening, beloved. Always sisters, always friends in good times and in bad times. Y'all, true friends show up for each other in all ways and give each other the benefit of the doubt before jumping to any negative conclusion. True friends do not automatically assume the worst about one another's intent, y'all. Many friendships, sadly, are ended or strained because of the stories we sometimes tell ourselves about something we perceive that our sister friend did, which may or may not have actually happened in reality. Sometimes it's our own sensitivity that causes us to cast doubt on our sister friend, and then the closeness we once shared becomes compromised. So I've come to encourage us tonight, beloved. Let's do better. Let's do better, sisters, in believing the best rather than the worst about each other, unless and until we're given clear evidence to the contrary. Always sisters, always friends in good times and in bad times requires a level of trust that is born of godly love and faithfulness. Always sisters, always friends in good times and in bad times suggests that there is a consistency in the relationship that can be relied upon. Good sister friends are there no matter the season. They're there when it's good, and they're still there when it's not. True friendship is never one way, y'all. It is mutually supportive and beneficial. In true friendships, the love is holistic and loyalty is reciprocated. We don't have to worry about it. Our sister has got our back and we've got hers. But the scripture says some friends play at friendship, meaning that those are not real friendships but counterfeit ones. Y'all, fake friendships are transactional because they only serve an immediate purpose, and so they will eventually fizzle out. And this happens because fake friends do not necessarily have our best interests at heart, but their own. So they're not our real always sisters, and therefore the friendship cannot be lasting. Fake friends have a specific agenda that may even bring harm to us if we're not careful and discerning before allowing them in our space. So test the spirit. By the Spirit, y'all, because everybody is not our friend, even if they like all our Facebook posts, even if they follow us on the gram, even if they know all the same people we know and participate in some of the same ministries, even if they sit next to us every Sunday in church, everybody is not our bestie, y'all, and that's okay. The Bible says one close friend is more valuable than many pseudo friends. A real good close sister friend is the real deal. She's the one who knew us when and loves us still because of the journey we shared together. Sisters, where fake friendships are transactional. True friendships are transformational because they continue to grow and mature over time because we have each other's best interests at heart. And some of us are fortunate that we have some real good sister friends, thank you, Jesus, whom we are close with and have tight bonds with and love like we're blood family because we've been through so much together down through the years and the friendship has lasted. Some of us have girlfriends that are more like our sisters than our birth siblings because we were created for relationship with God and each other. All of us need to have a good sister friend with whom we can share our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the ups and the downs, without fear of our business being put in the streets or used against us. Y'all, we want to have and be the kind of sister friends that love and care for one another like we're kin for real, because we are connected through the bloodline of Jesus. And we don't just want any old type of friend. We don't just want friends who are going to uphold our nonsense, but we want friends, good girlfriends, who will tell us the truth in love, and we do the same for them. And so this evening, beloved, I pray for us all that we will continue to seek out opportunities for new friendships in Christ, and that we will continue to honor and cherish the already established sister-girl friendships that we've been blessed with, and that we will all continue to show ourselves friendly towards one another, always sisters, always friends, in good times and in bad times. Some friends play at friendship, but a true friend sticks closer than one sibling. Y'all, Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother or sister, and so let us model our lives after his, taking our direction from him, because when we get our relationship with God right, all of our earthly ones become an extension and reflection of our relationship with Christ. So let's have each other's back, my sisters, just like Jesus had ours, when he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us and shed his blood for us so that we could live our best lives together as a loving family in God, as sisters, and if there are any brothers on the line, in Christ, because that's what real friends do. Always, always, always. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We give God the praise, honor, and the glory for Reverend Michelle Chang and that message on friendship. I tell you, what a mighty powerful meditation. You